That is great sounding, hearing those instruments together, though.
Yeah, it's fun.
Total percussion. It's really great.
We're just learning.
Sounds great. I like that song. Good song.
Thanks.
And that you're working that one up for.
We've been playing it. We're gonna do it on the new record, and we've been playing it live like that. So it's been fun.
Good tune. While you're changing records, Amy, tell us a little bit about the this new benefit album for Onto the Earth. Tell them about what Onto the Earth is, because I don't think people understand.
Okay. Emily and I, we've been involved in environmental movements since we started, really, and I guess our first benefit was probably Greenpeace, and I guess it was like 5 years ago, maybe, we were involved in a campaign called Ban the Dam Jam, which was in trying to get New York City to withdraw contracts from Hydro-Quebec. They were building hydro dams in an area of Cree and Inuit Indians up in Canada, and it was really successful, the benefit was. So later on, we got involved with some groups, and we did 4 shows called Honor the Earth with specific regional causes and environmental concerns. And then this past year, we did a whole, to end our touring season, we did a whole month playing at reservations, playing in major cities, doing press conferences, where everywhere we went, we discussed different environmental and community development issues with indigenous peoples. And all the money we raised went into a campaign called Honor the Earth, where we give grants out to people doing work, indigenous groups doing work in environmentalism and sustainable community development. And I have a label called Damon Records that I started about 6 years ago, and I decided to put that effort together with our Honor the Earth campaign, which is an ongoing campaign now that we have, and just put together a record called Honor, and it's a double CD and featuring people all the way from like Exene Cervenka to Bonnie Raitt, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Soul Asylum, Ula Lee, John Trudell. I sent them a letter about the campaign and about different efforts that we were doing and where some of the money had already gone, and they offered up songs and spoken word according to what they felt, you know, it meant.
We're going to do the song that's from the Honor CD that Amy was talking about. Amy started this song, and then she gave it to me to finish, and so we did it together, and then we recorded it in Atlanta, and it's on the Honor CD. It's called Blood Quantum, and it's based on a dream that Amy had. Do you want to talk about that dream, or you want to just play it?
The song's about basic genocide on paper, which is a sort of a new American policy, and blood quantum issues.